Amelia Earhart was born in 1897 in Kansas, USA. As a child, she climbed trees and hunted rats with her rifle. But she wasn't particularly interested in flying. She saw her first plane when she was 10 and wasn't impressed at all. During the First World War, she worked as a nursing assistant in a military hospital and later started to study medicine at university. Then, in 1920, Amelia's life changed. She went to an aviation fair with her father and had a 10-minute flight in a plane. That was it. As soon as the plane left the ground, Amelia knew that she had to fly. So Amelia started to learn to fly. She worked to pay for the lessons and save money to buy a second-hand plane. It was bright yellow, and she called it Canary. In 1928, Amelia was the first woman passenger to fly across the Atlantic. She became famous, wrote a book about the crossing, and travelled around the country giving lectures. Amelia continued to break all sorts of aviation records over the next few years. When she was 40, Amelia decided that she was ready for the final challenge, to be the first woman to fly around the world. In mid-flight, the plane disappeared in the bad weather. The United States government spent $4 million looking for Amelia, one of the most expensive air and sea searches in history. But her body was never found. A lighthouse was built on Howland Island in her memory. Amelia always knew that what she did was dangerous and that every flight could be her last. She left a letter for her husband saying that she knew the dangers, but she wanted to do what she did. Amelia Earhart is remembered as a brave pioneer for both aviation and for women.